December 3rd, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, many things have to occur in the world before my Son returns to earth clothed in victory. My wrath must come. My justice must be satisfied. I speak to you through this messenger in an effort to increase and strengthen my remnant faithful. Enfolded in this effort is my grace to expose and to help you recognize evil. This is why you must be children of the light being the truth. My remnant must be united in the truth of my commandments and in the traditions of faith. During these evil times, these truths have been greatly compromised, even by spiritual leaders. The faith has never been so under attack in such a way that evil is not even recognized. My remnant must seek the protection of Mary, protectress of the faith, a role so urgently needed in this age of confusion. She will protect you no matter your religious affiliation, if you are Christian. These are times of faithful heroism. Be united in the truth. Stand together as my heroic remnant." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 19 through 22. "So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." Another note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.